Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is. Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan and always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. Ride with me. It'll take you up to 10 o'clock here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. And if you've been listening to The Fan all day long, you understand that it is big game week. Grant Paulson live down in New Orleans on Radio Row at the Super Bowl. JP and B. Mitch live on Radio Row at the Super Bowl. We'll go live out to Radio Row as well. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, our guy Nate Tice of YahooSports.com will join the program. We'll talk to him about a pivotal offseason upcoming for the Washington Commanders. We'll also get a big game preview with our guy Nate Tice as well. So make sure you're sticking around in the 8 o'clock hour for that. I've been on all weekend, first and foremost. So if you tapped in with me this weekend, we had a boatload of fun Saturday and Sunday. Full lines for the entire show. Plenty of your commentary. Appreciate you joining me over the weekend. One thing we talked about a lot this weekend was the possibility of the Washington Commanders changing their name and potentially the uniform. Josh Harris, the owner of the Washington Commanders, spoke about the potential name change earlier today. We'll get to that coming up here in the 7 o'clock hour, but a lot to get to. Big weekend locally. Alex Ovechkin now just 18 goals shy of breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal-scoring record. Luka Doncic, the trade heard around the world Saturday night, early Sunday morning. That happened over the weekend. And then something I actually caught today while listening to our guy Toby Altizer on the updates, the old Maryland Terrapins ranked for the first time this year as they come in 18th in the AP poll. Julian Reese, Derek Queen and company playing good ball right now in Big Ten play. We'll see if they can continue the hot start to the season, but it was a loaded weekend, and it was a loaded Monday. Josh Harris, the principal owner of the Washington Commanders, spoke to the local crop of reporters here in D.C. And gave a very critical update about a hot-button topic here locally. Will the Commanders undergo another rebrand?
Yeah, so just to hit the name first, like we're focused on, we're back to saying, you know, what we said all last year, which is focused on winning football games, on getting prepared for next year, on fixing up Ashburn and the stadium. We could talk about that. And then on engaging with the community of Washington. And so right now, and now in this building, the name Commanders means something. It means that, you know, it's about players who, you know, are love football, are great at football, hit hard, mentally tough, great teammates. And so it's really meaningful that that name is growing in meaning. And so, but as far as rebranding and bringing our past, you know, which obviously I grew up with, and all the Super Bowl championships and our future together, you're going to see us head back towards, you know, honoring our past and bringing it together with our future.
That is Josh Harris, the owner of the Washington Commanders, giving some insight into a potential rebrand and pretty much saying, hey, it is not something we are currently looking at. But what he did say in that cut, which I know interests a lot of you all out there, is doing their best as an organization to try and commemorate the past, not letting the history of this organization die. And I think Josh Harris deserves a ton of credit for putting that at the forefront. But let's just be real here about the name conversation, about a potential rebrand conversation, and about potentially moving to RFK. What matters to me is winning. And I think Josh Harris was very vocal today in letting you know that the name, it's sticking.
Following up on John's question earlier, is it safe to say the Commander's name is around just to stay? Is that safe to say from your standpoint?
Yes. And we're actually, I think it's now being embraced by our team, by our culture, by our coaching staff. And so, you know, we're going with that.
You heard it from the horse's mouth. We're going with it. Josh Harris telling us officially what I always thought was the case. The name is here to stay. Point blank, period. Especially after this group went out and won 12 games during the regular season and then punched their ticket to the NFC Championship game for the first time since 1991. And I know this may rub folks the wrong way. I'm willing to run that risk. I don't know what the infatuation is that the older demographic of the fan base has with the name in the uniform, but can us young folks have something? Do you realize what I watched this year? Do you realize this was the most special season of my life? I've never been so geeked up to watch a Commanders game. And I love this team. I've been through everything with you all, through thick and thin. And as a young cat, I don't have the 90s to lean on and to go back and be my glory days. 2024, this season was the glory years for me. And the one thing that I will not let folks take away from me is the name Commanders. The Commander's name is now a part of history. That's how I feel about it. It's a part of the fabric of this organization, a part of the culture of this organization. You know why? Because the name Commanders should now be synonymous with winning. They won the most games they've won in a regular season since 91. And now you all are trying to erase Commanders away from history? Shame on you. Shame on the older fan, the hypocritical older fan that doesn't view the Commanders as a part of history. Because it is. It may not be as storied of history as the name Redskins and the old uniforms, but it is a part of the history and a part of the fabric of this organization now. And if you can't deal with it, tough cookie. Point blank. Josh Harris is telling you straight up, hey, the name's not going anywhere. And for good reason. I'm glad he mentioned what he mentioned. Maybe it falls upon deaf ears. Maybe people don't pay attention to it. They are embracing that name internally within the building. It means something to those guys to be a Commander. What did Terry McLaurin talk about at the presser during NFC Championship week? He talked about the Commander way, the Commander standard. It may be fresh and new to us, but it's what they live by in that building. So anyone that's trying to erase this name from history, shame on you. That's how I feel about it. I care about the name Commanders. I want it to stick. I would have felt some type of way if they would have changed the name again. You know why? Because what Josh Harris and company are telling you is that football comes first. Football comes first. And I understand that is a stark contrast from what we have been accustomed to here in our nation's capital with this football team over the past 25 years. But it is what it is. Argue with somebody that you love, not me. The name is here to stay, and quite frankly, it should be here to stay. What I do love, though, right, Josh Harris is a man of the people. He is a man of the people, and I give him his kudos and credit for it. He's a man of the people. But, the idea of the name being changed is out of the question. What's not out of the question, as he let you know, is honoring our past within this franchise, honoring some of the history and tradition of this franchise. That matters. It matters, it matters, it matters. And I think, first of all, it's a refreshing sight to have an owner that's not tone deaf. It's unique. It's foreign. It's something I'm not accustomed to as a fan. Think about this for perspective. You all, there are people, and I've been listening to shows all day. I listened to Grant Danny, was listening to B. Mitch and Finley, listened over on our sister station to Chris Russell and Kevin Sheehan, caught the tail end of Craig's show. The one thing I continue to hear on the phones from the callers, people are upset. People are upset that the name is sticking. And I think Josh Harris was very understanding of that, right? I think he was very understanding of that when he took the podium today, which is why he made it such a point of emphasis. And this happened before today, by the way. The seeds have been planted on this for months now. They are going to try and restore and honor the past tradition in history of this team by way of the uniform color. And the rumor that we heard over the weekend, and I don't know if it was Grant Paulson first on this, but I'm going to give Grant credit for it. He's the first person I saw tweet it. The idea of the uniforms looking more similar to Gibbs 1.0, the stripe. And I know you all care about that stuff. I don't. I have a job to do. I got a check that's got to be cashed, so I'll come up here and talk about what you all want to hear about. But I could give a rat's ass about the name or the uniform. We're winning football games. It doesn't matter to me. And to hear how passionate some of you get about it, are you this passionate about who they're going to get at wide receiver? Are you this passionate about who the backup quarterback is going to be next year? Are you this passionate about the kicking situation? I can't tell anyone how to be a fan. It would be egregious of me to try to do such a thing. But I'm going to be vocal, open, honest, and transparent about what matters and what doesn't matter. And despite what Josh Harris said, I don't think the uniforms matter. I don't think the uniforms are a problem. See, what we have such an issue with, especially here in this town, is embracing change. And let's just be real, change is sometimes good. And in the case of the name, it was good. I know what you all want. People want the name Redskins back. It's not happening. Once you offend one, you offend all. So I understand it. And don't give me the crap about the Chiefs being able to do the chop. I don't want to hear about anything else. Don't compare any other situation to this. This is the National Football League. In Washington, D.C., a storied franchise like Washington. But I think as fans, and I'm asking the older demographic this, I'm pleading with you, I'm begging you, embrace the name, embrace change, and understand that what we saw this year under the name Commanders, I might add, is the beginning of something special. It is. It's the beginning of something special. Our hosts all across the airwaves, especially here on The Fan, have children, younger children at that. Do you realize when they're in high school, when they're getting ready for college, they're going to be repping the burgundy and gold, but they're going to be calling them the Commanders, and it's going to be all they know. So I'm okay with it. Let's lean into it. I know there are other non-football topics that drive the conversation around here as well. We can have those discussions. We'll do it at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. I want your reaction on the name not changing. And then I have a question to pose. And I'm asking because it doesn't matter to me. Genuinely, I'm not trying to be a contrarian. I'm not trying to seem like I'm just all ball all the time and Mr. Serious Tough Guy. I can't fake emotion about something. The name doesn't move me. The uniform color doesn't move me. The stadium doesn't move me. But I know it moves you all. What is more important to the Washington Commanders fan base? Getting back to RFK or a name / uniform switch? We'll take your calls on that next. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Just getting rolling here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. It's the youngest in Charles Liddell Willingham. I'll take you up to 10 o'clock. A lot to get to. Jam-packed program for you all. If you're just now joining us, man, in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll go live down to New Orleans, out at Radio Row at the Super Bowl. So we find our guy Nate Tice, who covers the NFL for YahooSports.com, formerly of The Athletic, former University of Wisconsin quarterback. Always good catching up with Nate. Nate gave his thoughts, or will give us his thoughts, on the big offseason ahead for the Washington Commanders. If you've listened to me since the season has ended, and if you tapped in with me this weekend, you understand that I have continued to say this is the most pivotal offseason of the Washington Commanders rebuild. It is about striking while the iron is hot. And if you were Adam Peters, if you were this front office, if you were this coaching staff, it is about doing everything that you can to surround Jaden Daniels with talent on the offensive side of the ball and on the defensive side of the football. There was some news that came out today. A certain all-pro pass rusher requested a trade, and a big conversation is how aggressive should Washington be in trying to acquire said pass rusher. We'll get to that as we roll throughout the 7 o'clock hour. But to me, right now, where currently things sit, Washington's got to be aggressive. They've got to be aggressive. But the big news story of today, what a lot of you all out there care about, I said it yesterday that today at about 11:30 a.m. Eastern time, Josh Harris addressing the local media, it was, in my opinion, putting a bow, closing the door on the 2024 Washington Commanders season. A season in which you saw this franchise have its glory restored. 12 wins during the regular season. First time you've punched your ticket to the NFC Championship game since 1991. And for the first time in my lifetime, ownership, GM, head coach, all on the same page. And oh, by the way, they happened to find the long-term answer at quarterback with Jaden Daniels. With all that being said, despite the success that Washington's having on the field, one of the most hot-button topics here locally is what will happen with the name? What will happen with the uniforms? Because we have the best owner in the National Football League, for my money now, Josh Harris, he's not ducking and hiding and straying away from the tough questions. He attacked it head-on earlier today.
Following up on John's question earlier, is it safe to say the Commander's name is around just to stay? Is that safe to say from your standpoint?
Yes. And we're actually, I think it's now being embraced by our team, by our culture, by our coaching staff. And so, we're going with that.
That is Josh Harris, the owner of the Washington Commanders, telling it how a TI is. The name is here to stay. And I understand this may be a little bit of a controversial take. I'm jumping for joy that the name is staying. You know why? Because over my 27 years of life, since I began following this team, I didn't have a piece of history to hold on to. There weren't a lot of special moments that happened for me as a young fan. I will not let you all try to erase the name Commanders out of history. Because guess what? Whether you like it or not, it is a seismic piece of history with this franchise. You know why? Because under the name Commanders, you ended one of the longest conference championship droughts in professional sports. Under the name Commanders, you found a franchise quarterback. Can I ask you all this? And this is a rhetorical question. I'm kidding. You can call us at 1-800-636-1067. Under the name Commanders, you drafted Jaden Daniels. He would be considered the franchise quarterback, correct? During the three Super Bowls that Washington won, did we have a franchise quarterback? Did we have a long-term answer at the position that was in his prime and young and ready to take the league by storm? No disrespect to Joe T. No disrespect to Rippon. No disrespect to Dougie Williams. We didn't have it, and now we do. Now we do. I get it, though. The name is a part of history. It means something to you all. I understand that wholeheartedly. I do not want to erase history. But at the end of the day, the current name is fine to me. And you know why the current name is acceptable and fine? Because the product on the field is better than it's been in a long, long time. And for that reason, I'm okay with the name. The uniform discussion is another conversation, quite literally. It was Grant Paulson, I believe, is who I'm going to give credit to, over the weekend tweeting that sources tell him that Washington wants to revamp the uniforms in a way, making them look more like Joe Gibbs 1.0. The stripe on the helmet, the stripe on the pants, real burgundy. I get that. I get that all the way.
I'm okay with that. If they want to mess with the uniforms, fine. Don't mess with the black uniform. I love the battle black uniform. Maybe it's because I'm a young pup and it's easy on the eyes for your boy, but I love that. But overall here, to me, what I want to know from you all, one, your reaction to the name not changing. Two, if you are attached to the name, what is it that has you so, or excuse me, if you are upset with the current name, rather, what is it that has you up in arms about the name? And then three, this is loaded. What's more important to you as a fan? Getting back to RFK or a rebrand happening? 1-800-636-1067. I want to address something because, Vic, you brought it up to me in one of the breaks, and I think it was a unique point that I do not give a lot of merit to a lot of the times. The idea that people want to keep the name around because it is, or excuse me, get rid of this name, talking about Commanders, because it is the last piece of Dan Snyder. It is the last, you described it as a stench.
Yeah, it's a stench.
It's an
odor. In the corner of this room. You know, I'm happy about the team.
Yes.
And I agree. I would love them to move back to RFK. And as for the name is concerned, like, I'm trying to think, like, I don't hate it.
Yeah.
But the fact that it still has Dan Snyder's fingers on this name attached to it makes me not like it. Every time I hear the name, every time I see it on paper, all I can think about is Dan Snyder. And if I could just, let's just change the name to something else, Red Wolves or whatever.
Yeah.
The Clowns.
The Clowns.
I'm being exaggerated. But if we change the name, that means no more Dan Snyder in my brain ever again. His fingers are no longer attached to anything related to Washington football. And that's pretty much the last thing that Dan Snyder has his hands on. And it still lingers to today.
Yeah.
If the name stays.
So I hear that part of it. And I understand where you and a litany of other people are coming from. I get it. I'm not tone deaf. That is a very valid point.
I'm still rooting for the team. It doesn't change my fandom
sure.
and all that. It's
for
just.
Sure.
It's
that,
just,
and I guess that's,
I hate that.
I guess that's my problem. There is a sector of folks to where the name is influencing their eagerness to support the team.
Now that's dumb.
It's stupid.
I agree with you on that. That's stupid.
I can't get with it. I got the chance to talk to Kevin Sheehan over the weekend, and we all know he's been like TMZ with this story. And he expressed friends of his, and he's an older gentleman, that said, yeah, this season was exciting. I'm all in for Jaden, but the name, man, the uniforms, it's hard for me to buy all the way back in. It doesn't feel like my skins from the past. And my message to anyone that says that, it's not your skins of the past. Things change. The last time the Commanders won the NFC Championship, a lot of y'all out there didn't have gray hair and your bellies weren't hanging over your feet. Things have changed. You have changed, right? My thing is, this is something positive to get behind. And I understand the name didn't come from Josh, so it's like, damn, are you really getting behind Josh's big vision? Kinda. Enough of me, though. We'll get to the calls. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Steve is in Harrisburg. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Linnell. You know, I'm an older person. I'm 55, and I grew up going to Carlisle. So the Redskins logo has been a part of my family forever.
Yes.
That said, they have not been worth a daggone, except for a blip here and there, since 1992.
Yeah.
And in that time period, the idea of an offense to one is enough. I agree 100% with. But what you've got here is, yes, there are some old-timers that want to hold on. They're not the future of this organization. You've got some young-timers, though, that are caught on this thing. And what they're caught on, and I think you already seen it out there in the real world, is it's this anti-woke thing. They think that the name was changed because of wokeness. Mm. And it's code. It's code. I'm a white man, and I'm telling you straight up, it's code.
Mm.
I come from Southern Maryland. I live out here in Pennsylvania now. And when I went to vote, I wore my Commander's jersey and my Commander's hat. And I was like, wow, oh my goodness. And yeah. Each person that I've talked to, it has been like, you and your whiny crybaby liberal, blah, blah, blah. And it doesn't even have to be liberal. You could be as conservative as ever, but have a heart. And I'm telling you right now, there is a much larger group of people out there. The Dan Snyder element, let me tell you something else about that. When you dated a girl or a girl, whatever, and they dump you, and then you go off, and they end up living their best life without you, you don't sit there and wish they changed their name. In this case, I'm looking at it like, Dan Snyder, you are absolutely miserable with the success we're having.
Right.
And you know what? It's happening on your watch, brother. You get to watch it no matter where you go. It's on you. So to me, that's the thumb in the eye for Snyder. That's my angle. The other side, though, I truly am disgusted with the MAGA stuff. And it is such a huge part of it. When you watch it online, on Twitter.
Well, Twitter, Steve, Twitter is a toxic cesspool. And I appreciate your call as always, brother. Oof, that was loaded. But I appreciate Steve wearing it on his sleeve, showing his emotions. That's what we do here on Overtime. It's the people's show. But I get it. My head is not shoved up my carcass. I understand that it is not, that it's deeper than what we, the conversation we have at the surface level. I understand that completely. I'm a radio host. I don't get into politics. I don't get into religion. But I do understand where Steve is coming from, where other folks are coming from. It is a polarizing conversation that we will continue to have here on The Fan. We'll take another time out here at the 7 o'clock hour. When we come back, more of your calls. Your reaction to Josh Harris concretely saying today the Commander's name will stay. And then what is more important to you? A potential rebrand or getting back to RFK? Your calls next here on The Fan. Loaded edition of Overtime here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. You heard the rejoin music. You know who it is. Youngest in Charge, Linnell Willingham. I'll take you up to 10 o'clock. We actually just got, Vic, can I consider this breaking news? It will get me to pivot for a hot second.
It's pretty major.
It's pretty major.
Especially if you're a Rams fan.
Especially if you're a Rams fan. Especially if you're a Commanders fan as well. This is coming live from the X account of Rams wide receiver Cooper Kupp. He tweets, I was informed that the team will be seeking a trade immediately and will be working with me and my family to find the right place to continue competing for championships. I don't agree with the decision and always believed it was going to begin and end in LA. Still, if there's one thing that I've learned over the years, there are so many things that are out of your control, but it is how you respond to these things that you will look back on and remember. And then he goes on to thank his Rams teammates and saying he is healthy, highly motivated, and prepared for 2025. We will get into the Commanders and how they address wide receiver a little bit later on in the 7 o'clock hour, but Vic, you put it perfectly. Add Cooper Kupp to the list of potential number two wide receivers to pair up with Terry McLaurin. I'll say what I've said all weekend. I'll say what I've said since the season ended. Adam Peters and company. The honeymoon phase is over. It's go-getter time. Go hard or go home. And to their credit, right? And I'm not trying to talk down to do the macho man bit, but to their credit, they've already showed you at the trade deadline, man. They bout that action, boss. They felt like they were a corner away. What did they go do? Give up a third and a fourth premium draft capital to go get a corner. Did it work out this year? Nah, not really. But it's the mentality and the mindset that I'm absolutely in love with. I'm in love. Beyonce, crazy in love with it. Seriously. We finally have competent leadership. We finally have competent talent evaluators, and I love it. And we'll get back to the X's and O's of the Commanders coming up momentarily. But we'll go back to the phones. Josh Harris earlier today announcing that the name Commanders is here to stay. He also spoke about the team's willingness to represent the past and to pay homage to this team's history and tradition, something I know you all love. Uniforms is the way that they're going to do it. Also, real quick aside, Vic, I don't know if you saw this at all over the weekend. The first piece of merch being sold with the Redskins logo on it is out. There is a Sean Taylor t-shirt that the Redskins logo is on the back of it. Small print. They're not being boisterous and loud about it. But it is, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong, the first piece of Redskins merch that has been sold since, when did they change the name, Vic? 2019? 2020 was the first year of it?
Yeah.
So 2019 was the last 22? Year? No, that's how confused we all are as fans.
Yeah.
It's not easy to keep up with, I give you that. So 2022 is when they switched to Commanders. 2020 of January is the last time Redskins was used.
Okay, yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. So it'll be the first time since then that merch is being sold with the Redskins logo on it. It's actually a really damn cool shirt. It's commemorating Sean Taylor, one of the legends of this franchise, obviously gone too soon. But it all kind of ties us into the current state of this team off the field. You got a stadium battle going on, and there's a huge sector of the fan base that was upset earlier today when Josh Harris put his foot down and said, "We will remain the Commanders." Phone lines are open. What is more important to you? A name change / rebrand or getting back to RFK? And then your overall reaction to Josh Harris keeping the Commanders name around. My guy Jason is out in Laurel. What's going on, Jason?
Tanel, what's up, brother? Nice to hear you.
Nice to hear you too, brother. Appreciate you chiming in.
No problem. So I wasn't mad when I heard what he said, but I knew it was going to be a holy smelly storm, and it has been all day. I don't like the name, but I don't like the name because Snyder and Jason Wright. And I want all visages of them removed. But you know what? When they won 7 games in a row this year, I didn't care that they were called Commanders. Jane Daniels throwing touchdown passes, I didn't care. I did do something interesting, though. I looked at every piece of gear that I own, and I got a lot. I mean, I'm 50. And I don't own a single piece of gear that says Commanders. Even the recent stuff that I have, Linnell, and I have a Jaden Daniels jersey. It's black. And by the way, I like the black jersey, too.
I love it,
Jason. It doesn't say Commanders on it. It has the W on it.
Wow, okay.
And as I understand, and you can find this out better than me, that they've had trouble moving Commanders merchandise. The W stuff sells. And the recent stuff that I have from them has a W on it. It doesn't have Commanders. But, look, I'm going to root for whatever they call the team or whatever jersey Jaden Daniels is wearing next year. I'm going to root for it. But I'd like Commanders to go. But I do appreciate younger people, like yourself, that, hey, this is it for you, because this is the best thing I've ever been. I do think by the time they get in a new stadium in D.C., they might have a different name. I think he's leaving it open for that. But for the next couple of years, we can be Commanders. But go get Myles Garrett. That's what I want.
And, I feel that.
No way on that dude from the Rams.
Cooper Kupp?
Just no. I'd be no on him because of health. I would say yes to Higgins, but I don't think you could give Higgins the money without upsetting Terry. But go get Myles Garrett.
Jason, I
go
appreciate Miles you Garrett. As always.
Go get Myles Garrett.
We will actually discuss the wide receiver position as well as Myles Garrett as we move throughout the 7 o'clock hour. Right now, though, taking your calls on the top story of the day surrounding the Washington Commanders. Josh Harris, the principal owner, coming out and saying the name is sticking. Your reaction to that? And then a subplot here. What is more important? What would you rather have as a Washington football fan? The name of your choice with the uniforms of your choice or getting back to RFK Stadium? Let's go to Pat in Mechanicsville. What's going on, Pat?
What's up, Linnell?
How you doing,
How
brother?
You doing, buddy?
I'm good, man.
Man, I want what we got this year, a product that we can be proud of that's put on that field, man. I'm 57 years old, and I've been there the good times and the bad times, and the last 25, 30 years has been horrible.
Yeah.
So I'm ready, man, to move on. Yeah, I would like to see him change the name because, like you say, it's tied to Snyder, and that guy's a weasel. And I would love to see him do that. And you know what I'll be doing right now?
What's that?
I'll be on the phone calling Cooper Kupp. That guy's crazy. That dude can still ball.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, he would look good in a uniform, and I don't care what they call him. As long as they put that good product on the field and get me some defensive players and a couple offensive linemen, and we're going to be tough to beat, man. You have a good one, brother.
Hey, I appreciate you tapping in as always, Pat. It's interesting, right? It's an older person in the fan base. Keeping the main thing, as I will put it. People are passionate about this. We're taking your calls at 1-800-636-1067. Another angle that I want to go with this. If you are Josh Harris, and I'm just thinking about it from a business standpoint, and Vic, our producer, taking your calls here tonight, actually brought up a really astute point. If you are Josh Harris and you really bought your paper the way that I think he is, and let's just be real about it, right, ladies and gentlemen, you don't become a billionaire. That's what a B, without being about your paper. So if you're Josh Harris, right, I would think, and I'm playing devil's advocate here, I would think if you do rebrand, now would be the time to do it because your product is as hot as it's ever been. And our producer, Vic, I give Vic all the credit in the world for bringing that to my attention. It's the other side of the argument. If you were going to rebrand, now is the time to do it because your name is as hot as it's ever been. The merchandise would fly off of the shelves if it was a name that satisfied the general public, obviously. And the other thing I bring up with this, there's no guarantee that you satisfy everybody. That's the thing with me with the name. There's always going to be a group of people that feel like they're underrepresented and they didn't get their voice heard in the name change. So that's always going to be a problem. I just look at it and go, and I know I'm sounding like a broken record here. This year was as special as any year in the last 30 years, man. You punched your ticket to the NFC Championship game. You won 12 games. You found your long-term answer at quarterback. I'm not saying that you shouldn't think about off-the-field matters and that you got to keep it X's and O's all the time. I'm just about keeping the main thing the main thing. What I get annoyed with is some of you are more passionate about the name change and the rebrand than you are about Cooper Kupp, per se, than you are about, you know, player X being added to the roster. That's what I want to weed out here. And we welcome everybody here on Overtime. I know how I get down. But, like, I don't got too much more energy for this, man. The name is the name is the name. You want to tweak the uniforms, put the stripe back on, and make the older people happy? Fine. Go ahead. But don't change the name. It's a part of my history now. Derek is in Manassas. What's going on, Derek?
How are you doing, Linnell?
I'm good, brother. Good to hear from you, man.
Sounds like you have a little problem with the older people.
No. See, Derek, yep, I don't want to do that.
Yep.
You know, what would that be called? I'm not ageist.
Yeah, okay.
I just hear it coming from that.
Commander stuff, so.
Okay.
I actually tried to embrace the rebrand, but it felt like the fans were kind of left out of it the way that it was
the process,
done.
Right?
You know, they said it was a vote, and it felt like where Snyder just kind of showed up and just like put his finger down there and said, this is what we're going to have. And I don't think they really took a lot of that into consideration, but I really don't mind it. I was waiting for a key player to sign that I would actually buy their jersey. So I actually bought a Terry McLaurin jersey. I was like, okay. Oh, Terry signed. Okay. You know, and tried to embrace it. I actually own the jackets they wore when they rebranded that has the wrong logo on the back of it with the crest that has the wrong dates for the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I thought that might be a collector's item, you know? Yeah. So, you know, I honestly, I don't think you can please anybody. It's a no-win situation, and this organization wants to be about winning. So you can't win with that one.
No.
It's
very
a no
difficult.
One.
It feels like it's a lose-lose situation, man, and I think that's...
It really is.
That's what's disheartening about talking to you all about it, because it's like, damn, we can't agree on anything, can we?
I think maybe if they put just like a little like feather off of the W, I thought the fans were just like, you know, just something to just roll it back a little bit.
I would say this, Derek, and I'm glad you brought up the feather and like pieces of the old logo. Even dating back to last year, Josh and company, they're trying their best to lean into the past. And that's why they honored, Blackie Wetzel and the originator of the logo and all that. So they're doing what they can to try and lean into it. And I give them credit for that. Derek, I appreciate the call as always, my man.
All right.
1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM at National Harbor Listener Lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BT. Still rocking and rolling here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. It's the Youngest and Charles Liddell Willingham. I will take you up to 10 o'clock. A lot to get to. We will go live out to New Orleans out at Radio Row where we find our guy Nate Tice of Yahoo Sports. We'll get his thoughts on the upcoming pivotal offseason for the Washington Commanders. My take on this has been the same really since the end of the season. You got to capitalize. You got to strike while the iron's hot, and you got to maximize what I consider to be the best asset in the National Football League. That is having a one percenter at the quarterback position on a rookie deal. In what ways can they do that? Nate Tice will tell us that coming up at about 8:30. Right now, though, want to continue to take your calls on the big news that happened earlier today. Josh Harris concretely saying, hey, look, this name is here to stay. Josh Harris has done a lot of media today. He actually, after his press conference earlier, sat down with Brian Colbert of WashingtonCommanders.com and had this to say about the future of Northwest Stadium and some renovations and how they plan on making this one of the most impactful off seasons in recent memory.
Yeah, so obviously we want to keep improving the experience, right? And so we're doing a lot of different things. In terms of here, right, what we want to do is create an environment where players want to be, where coaches want to be. And so you'll see a lot of improvements here in Virginia about, you know, just everything from, you know, the wet areas, the showers, you know, to the weight room, to the indoor football field. You're going to see a lot of different things happening here. And then for the fans, right, and for the stadium, right, new locker room as an example. But for the fans in the stadium, we're going to be changing a lot of different things and continue to build on what we did last year. So new premium areas, start to change the upper deck, continue to build infrastructure. And so we sort of had earmarked about $75 million, and that's going to go well above $100 million. And, you know, we're going to just keep doing everything we can to create amazing experiences both for our players, our fans, our coaches, and our community.
That is Josh Harris giving you the skinny on the plans of the ownership group this offseason off of the field. Upgrades coming to Northwest Stadium. Upgrades coming to the practice facility in Ashburn, ensuring that the coaches, players, staffers, everyone involved with this organization, ensuring that they have the most top-of-the-line stuff in the National Football League. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? That is the perk of having an owner and an ownership group. Let me not just single out Josh. That's the power of having an ownership group with the biz egg, as I like to call it. Those pockets are deep. So I am excited to see what renovations they make. I'm excited to see how the technology impacts the players and helps the players improve. One thing I'll say, when you think about Jaden Daniels and the virtual reality software that he uses, you realize Josh Harris and company had to pay for that, right? And he had no problem doing it. So I am all for Josh Harris being all about the players, all about the product. You know why? Because he's all about winning, which makes the discourse we're having now surrounding the name, stadium, and a potential uniform switch, it's ironic. Because the owner himself, I guarantee you, he is more focused on packing out that stadium. How do you do that? You win football games. Your calls at 1-800-636-1067. Your reaction to Josh Harris firmly, concretely saying the name is here to stay. It's Matthew in D.C. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Liddell.
How you doing,
I appreciate the conversation. I always love hearing you on the radio. You're really one of the best in the area and, frankly, on CBS. Whatever the Odyssey Sports Radio is now nationally.
I appreciate it.
Here's the situation. Not only to Vic's point about the you're going to do it now because the brand is so popular, right? It's got goodwill. People are supporting it. So if you're going to do the name change, do it now. The flip side of that same coin is if they continue to have success and they still have the name Commanders, then that success gets more deeply tied to the name Commanders. So changing it would be much harder.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're going to keep, I think he's just saying the truth. He's like, why the hell do I need to change the name? This isn't the time. I'm not going to change the name. I've got other fish to fry. I want to make the place a better place for people. And the experience is ultimately what matters. So he's focusing on the thing that really matters. The name doesn't really matter. Success does.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. And I think, man, I've been saying this dating back 2-3 seasons now to this point. Keep the main thing the main thing. And I'm glad that after a season of winning, Matthew, the fan base feels the same way. I appreciate the call and the kind words as always, my man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We will get hot and heavy into the X's and O's of the Washington Commanders coming up next. A big offseason is upon us. Adam Peters and company must strike while the iron is hot. There are a bevy of different needs for this team, one of which is a wide receiver to go opposite of Terry McLaurin. When we come back, we'll tell you a former All-Pro that is officially on the trade market. That's next here on The Fan. Coming up in about a half hour, we will go down to New Orleans out at Radio Row at the Super Bowl where we find our guy Nate Tice of YahooSports.com. He will join us to get hot and heavy into this Washington Commanders offseason and what they need to do to get back to the NFC Championship next year and potentially get over the hump, all that and more. Coming up at about 8:30 here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. Appreciate all of your calls continuing to file in. You can tweet at me. It is at @NELL_BTP. It is the same handle on all social media platforms. So continue to tap in with me, man. We've talked a lot about the name and the rebrand. I want to get into the X's and O's here for a second, man, because Washington, I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. This is the most pivotal offseason of this rebuild for one reason. Not just one reason, but one main reason. You have to strike while the iron is hot. If you are Adam Peters and company, it is about maximizing Jaden Daniels being on the rookie contract, playing at the level he's capable of playing at. You have the opportunity to surround him with talent on the offensive side of the football and on the defensive side of the football. See, all of your decision-making from here on out should be tailored to the thought process of, hey, how can we surpass Philadelphia? Hey, how can we get past the Eagles? Because that's what's in your way right now. The Eagles are the only thing, in my opinion, standing in the way of the Commanders punching their ticket to the Super Bowl. It almost brings tears to my eyes, knowing that we're that close. We're right on the doorstep. And because you were that close, because you were right on the cusp of a championship season, you have to go all in. And to Adam Peters and company's credit, if their mentality at the trade deadline was any sort of indicator as to how they will move this offseason, we will see money spent. We will see big-time moves being made. The question is, how much discernment will Adam Peters and company have? Because it ain't going to be easy to fill the holes that Washington has, right? We look at it. Edge rusher, they don't grow on trees. Elite wide receivers, they don't grow on trees. Like, to me, it is very simple. Or to me, rather, it's not very simple as to how Washington moves forward with this. There's going to be some tough decisions that have to be made. And you're going to have to say yes to some things people want you to say yes to. You're going to have to say yes to some things people want you to say no to, and vice versa. One of which is this. Breaking news that came in at 106.7 The Fan about 20 minutes ago. Cooper Kupp of the LA Rams announced via Twitter he is on the trading block. And initially, on first blush, I'm like, oh, he's a little bit older. there is an injury history with Cooper Kupp, and you have to wonder, is the juice worth the squeeze, so to speak, giving up the draft capital you'd have to give up to acquire a guy of Cooper Kupp's caliber? Now, here's the thing. From a production standpoint, right, we all know how good Cooper Kupp is. But the last two seasons, he's missed 10 games. He played 12 games this year, put up 710 yards, six touchdowns. He played 12 games the year prior, 737 and five touchdowns. You go back to 2022, he only played in nine games. So there is a significant injury risk when it comes to acquiring a guy of Cooper Kupp's ilk. Let's just be real about who Cooper Kupp is. You remove the 2021 season from his resume, he's an average wide receiver. What are you talking about, Linnell? What do you mean he's average? Let's just be real here, right? Let's just be real. You take away 2021 from Cooper Kupp, and the juice ain't worth the squeeze, man. He's eclipsed 1,000 yards just twice in a seven-year career. It's not good enough for me. Not good enough to go out and give up draft capital. It'd be a cool story, but not something I'm interested in. Here are the financials on Cooper Kupp, which I think are a part of this conversation. Wherever Kupp is traded, the new team would inherit his $20 million salary for 2025. That includes a $7.5 million roster bonus and a $12 million base salary. And then in 2026, it's a $19 million salary. So it's not like you're breaking the bank financially. That would be the one thing. That would be the one thing where I go, oh, okay. I mean, the money's not bad for a guy like Cooper Kupp. But the injury history, to me, too much to overcome. And then from a production standpoint, he just doesn't fit the bill for me. 10 games missed in the past 2 years. You want to go the past 3 years and do some math? It's 16 games missed. Ain't good enough, man. The juice ain't worth the squeeze. There are other wide receivers you could go out and acquire, and we'll talk about that as we roll throughout the 8 o'clock hour here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. We'll take your calls on it, though, man, because I see some of you are starting to line in. Cooper Kupp made available by the L.A. Rams. You in or you out? Reese is in Silver Spring. What's going on, homie?
How you doing, Linnell?
Good, brother. How you doing?
I'm in on Cooper Kupp. If he wants to come here, that just shows everybody in the NFL, they're looking forward to coming here to play for Washington, right? Dan Snyder, Rafes, I'm sorry. That didn't happen, but they want to come here.
Yeah.
Defense, Miles Garrett, excuse me, any of those two guys that come to our team and they want to play, I think they'll try and get them if they can, but yeah. The fact that JD's going to have someone like Cooper Kupp to go to and play under Scary Terry, I think we got a good shot next year, right?
I would agree with it. It's just I don't know if the risk that comes along with acquiring Cooper Kupp is worth it. Not for this team. It's just too big of a risk, in my opinion. But the player, I don't know, maybe I'm in the minority with this. Like I said, you take out the 2021 season from Cooper Kupp in his resume, it's an average NFL wide receiver. Player. I don't know if I can call him. It's average. It's average at best. Reese, I appreciate the call as always, my man. 1-800-636-1067. Am I overstepping this, Vic? Do you get where I'm coming from? You take away 2021 where it was, these numbers seem like video game numbers, by the way. In 2021, he was hell on wheels, a badass. 145 catches, 1,900 yards, and 16 damn touchdowns. If I'm getting that Cooper Kupp, sign me up for it all day long. But the reality of the situation is he is not that guy anymore. He's not. He hadn't eclipsed 825 yards the past 3 years. He hadn't eclipsed six touchdowns the past 3 years. He is a guy whose best football clearly is behind him. That is why Les Snead, Sean McVay, and company out in L.A. are so willing to move on from him.
I think he's a great plan B. If you miss out on
T. Higgins. We'll get into T. Higgins coming up.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's the end of the world if you don't get Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
I think the more important is defense.
Yeah.
And a guy like Myles Garrett, I think that's the one I think you would regret if you don't end up with him.
For sure. 1-800-636-1067. Shane's in Virginia. What's up, Shane? Your thoughts on potentially acquiring Cooper Kupp? Shane, you there, pal?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
What's going on, man? I don't think we need Cooper Kupp. Like, Cooper Kupp is not a wide receiver that we really need. What we need right now is a defensive player, and a defensive player that just did the same thing Cooper Kupp did. Ask for a trade.
Yeah.
Garrett. Put everything in the basket and go get Myles Garrett, man, to compete with Philly, to stay up there with Philly and be competitive. We need somebody on the D-line like Myles Garrett. Whatever he needs, third round, second round, give it up. We'll take him. We need Myles Garrett. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, appreciate you as always, man. And to Shane's point, right, it's the same mentality Washington had at the deadline. They addressed, they found a need that they had, and they went out and filled it through hell or high water. So, like I continue to say about this offseason, I know there is some angst and unrest amongst the fan base because you're like, well, what are they going to do? We got the third most cap money. We got draft picks. How do we get better? I want to get back to the championship game. I want to beat Philly. I want to get over the hump. It ain't as easy as we all make it seem like as fans. So while I expect Adam Peters and company to be aggressive in acquiring the talent, there's no guarantee you get everything on your wish list is what I would say.
What about guys like Chris Godwin, Stephon Diggs? Like, you would take those guys over Cooper Kupp.
But here's the thing about Higgins, Godwin, Kupp, and Diggs. What do they all have in common? The injury history is, it scares the hell out of you. And there's a reason those guys are available and on the market. It's for that reason. Chris Godwin interests me. If I'm being honest, and he's probably got the spottiest of the injury history. But he interests me because of what he is able to do. And I'm sort of piggybacking off our colleague, Logan Paulson, who had some pretty kind words to say about what a Chris Godwin could do for this offense. But I don't know, man. The Diggs thing is interesting. I don't know if Diggs, and look at me about to start talking about culture. I don't know if Diggs fits the new culture here in Washington in terms of being a me guy, wanting the football. He'd have his opportunities. See, the thing about Stephon, which is interesting, he's never been in a situation where he wasn't the primary guy. When he was in Minnesota, Justin Jefferson was just bursting onto the scene. So when you think about it, Terry is the one that demands the double coverage, the bracket coverage. Although he's a little older, he's got the injury history. Getting Stephon Diggs matched up man-to-man, I'd take him against a lot of corners in the National Football League. And that's what Washington ideally needs. Somebody that can separate and win quickly at the point of attack. Top of the 8 o'clock hour coming up here in our nation's capital. It's a Monday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped into the youngest of Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 10 o'clock. Coming up at about 8:30, we'll go out to New Orleans. Our pal Nate Tice of YahooSports.com joins us live from Radio Row out at the Super Bowl. When we get back, last caller just brought it up. Myles Garrett, former All-Pro, reigning Defensive Player of the Year, asking out of Cleveland earlier today, how aggressive should Commanders General Manager Adam Peters be in trying to acquire Myles Garrett? We'll touch on that next on The Fan.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.